The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. The show is on.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a pleasant good morning to you. It is Wednesday, November 13th. Woo-hoo! This is episode 1533, and it is our 6th year anniversary today.
Woo!
Six whole years.
6 whole years of being together, the three of us. Yuck.
Say what you really feel.
We're going to talk more about that. We've got a few clips. You know, 6 years is a long time. Any regrets about being together with 6 years?
I regret
Come
it all.
On, man. There's got to be one good thing.
When we started writing dad jokes, that made that segment better.
Yeah.
I vehemently disagree.
Well.
Vehemently. Wow. It's a good word. It's a good one.
I've enjoyed the long road, and we have gone through all kinds of different things. You know, COVID, Dalton's been married since that time.
It's true.
So, you know, a lot of things, a lot of aging going on.
Yeah, I was 18, maybe freshly 19 when this show started.
I received Medicare 3 years in.
That's true.
Hey, it's a milestone, dude.
It is a milestone, yeah.
You went through the greatest transformation. You looked like a completely different person when this show started. You didn't have your big beard, and you had, like, you didn't shave your head yet.
Well, I guess that's true.
You went from, like, a nerd to a biker in 6 years.
We went through
a tattoo.
Went through diabetic shock.
Yeah, that's true. You were once laying on the floor. We thought you were going to die. In fact, at one point, both of you were on death's door with COVID.
Yeah, that was a scary time.
You were in the hospital for a while, and you had to go to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm. And we survived it.
Yeah.
We've received honors and accolades.
We got a plaque.
Got a plaque.
Well, one of our plaques I was looking at, I remember we got it, and it was just for the 100th show, and that was it. And now here we are, 1533.
500 shows later.
There's actually another one, and I can't remember.
1,400 shows later, yeah.
Yeah, there was another plaque.
Our 1 year, we got a plaque. We got a nice plaque for 1 year.
Okay.
Nothing for 5 years. I think the... it's worn off.
Oh, I'm sure it has. Lots worn off. Hard to
believe.
I didn't
see a big crowd at the station when I pulled in, though.
Yeah, that's true. They're all outside with signs like it's Good Morning America.
I actually put a live mic out there just to see.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, you know, in case people wanted to walk up.
Let's hear a little bit of it. Yeah.
Okay, there's at least one homeless person out there.
Yeah, wait a minute. There he is.
It is.
There's always one.
There's always one in our parking lot.
Yeah.
What now, do you mean in our parking lot? Since I get here before everybody else, it's like at the door.
Well, yeah.
Laying in front of the door.
It is. It's interesting. I've made the transition. I'm not on the full week now because I'm in a career full-time job now, and I wasn't before. It's, a lot has changed over the course of 6 years.
You've gotten more bitter.
Yeah.
As the years have gone by.
I've lost that twinkle in my eye.
A lot more outspoken. Yeah, it was like when you were fun and excited. Oh, we're on the radio.
That youthful twinkle, yeah.
I posted a picture last week that I ran across that I didn't know that I had for, you know, Heather and I celebrated our 26th anniversary. And it was on our honeymoon, and I was 24. And Dalton said, I'm a year older now than you were then. It's kind of weird.
And he looked much older than I look. So that made me feel pretty good.
I can't believe you've been married 3 years.
I know.
You said you shocked that with me yesterday.
We haven't hit three yet, but getting close.
Wow. Huh.
Yep.
April.
It's hard to believe. But, Dad's diabetic coma was the one that really...
That was a big kicker. The remote shows we did from home.
Yeah.
Did plenty of those.
Yeah. I mean, we've really, to stay on the air, we've done a lot of things.
You got a bionic knee during it.
I did.
Yeah, you did knee surgery.
Did a few of those shows from home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that hurt.
You had a little owie?
Those are rough shows. Oh.
Yeah, you did not want to be on for those.
No. No, but
you
like
thought you did, but then when you got there, you didn't.
No, I never thought I did. But the trooper that I am, though, I came on, and I remember walking up the steps the first time. I'm like, it was never end. The steps would never end. And they are still the hardest steps that I have to get up and down.
You got Ladybug while the show was on?
And Skeeter.
And Skeeter.
Yeah, her coming home day was last Thursday, or last Friday, rather.
Well,
it's him at 24. So I'm just saying, I look a little younger than he looks.
He looks like one of those guys, never mind. You're seeing a lineup. All right, we're going to celebrate 6 years on the air. Coming up, it's the weather like it always is.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. South-southeast winds become breezy, increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely, storms still possible. It remains breezy. Lows drop to 52. And then a few showers stay possible early on Thursday. Sunshine for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 60s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 47.
This is Charlie Pitts, Murfreesboro Singing Barber. I want to start this thing off by getting everyone that's got a business to lower the prices. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. We need to do all we can to get the prices down for each other. And everybody all over has got real high prices, and we need to lower them. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. I'm Charlie Pitts Barber. I'm at 2528 Las Casas Pike.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and boy, we've got a new menu item that you need to come and try, and it's the Toots Patty Melt. We have our own ground beef, grill them, put them on buttered Lewis Bakery toast with melted cheese and onions. It's unbelievable. Please come to Toots and try our new Patty Melt. You're going to just love it.
It's the American way.
So swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food and fun.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohenkron.
In the NBA Tuesday night, Klay Thompson made his return to Golden State, but the Warriors would prevail over his Dallas Mavericks at a 120-117 thriller because Steph Curry closed the game, personally outscoring the Mavericks 12-3 over the final 3 minutes and 10 seconds to finish with 37 points. Thompson scored 22 with 6 three-pointers. The Detroit Pistons over the Miami Heat in overtime 123-121 with 1 second left in OT and the score tied. Miami coach Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with his team out of timeouts. That resulted in a technical foul and the game-winning free throw by the Pistons' Malik Beasley. College hoops saw number 19 Kentucky knock off 6th-ranked Duke Tuesday night 77-72. And in the new college football playoff rankings released Tuesday night, Oregon remained number 1, followed by Ohio State and Texas.
Brian doesn't have a belly anymore. Still got a fat head. No, I'm just kidding.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
And it's 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew, a blast from the past in our 6 years on the air.
That was from yesterday. What are you talking about?
We don't insult each other anymore.
What?
I've never insulted you guys.
Whatever.
let's see if we can make it through this day, okay, before we say that. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. My MTE. There, I got it. Okay. Thought I said too many E's there.
And the app is great. You can pay your bill there.
Do you do that?
I do. You can check your usage and whatever, but I don't ever do that. I just pay my bill. I wish.
Decide to turn off a light or two and save a little money.
Well, I wish the you could pay your water bill from an app, but you cannot. Got to go to their website.
Mm.
So, one day, maybe, I'll be able to pay my Murfreesboro water bill from an app, but not yet. Not these days.
I know. You tech guys just can't wait. It's just more progress, more progress.
Well,
I write a check for everything, all my bills, but it goes through my online banking. Just have them set up. So I get the paper bill, put it in, and the bank sends it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Our song of the day today, hits of the 2015, country.
We should have done 2018 to celebrate the six-year anniversary.
Oh, he didn't think ahead. He didn't think ahead. He never does.
It's supposed to be random.
It's never random.
It's not
with
random. You know, you have not made it random.
It is random. Why did we choose 2015? It's because it's random.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors. Till the whole
that would be a great song for a lead-in.
Yeah. Till the cops show up and shut us down. That's what it says in the song.
Well, that's Sam Hunt. We're going to have a house party.
I remember that one. That was a big hit.
Yeah.
That one kind of crossed genres. That one was a hit across the board.
Country.
Some country hits are just country hits, but some of them, like that one, get real popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Beyonce's got up for a Grammy for that country song, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
I think so.
Or has it already happened?
I don't know. I think they just announced last week the
I don't watch
finalists.
Award shows anymore.
No.
They just
remember how we used to do the Grammys, and we made sure we did a Grammy show and all that stuff.
8-year-old Willis Gene Noble is today's good neighbor of the day for helping his classmates at Northfield all the time. On Halloween, when he came up to an empty bowl, he'd reach into his bag and put candy in it. Isn't that nice? Will's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and use Radio WGNS. Wrap it up for us.
All right, birthdays, anniversaries, you can call those in as well. 615-893-1450.
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
All right, guys, if you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone.
Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best.
But not just any TRT,
not those websites offering only basic treatments.
You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center.
They offer advanced personalized treatments
with over a decade of experience.
At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25
minutes.
Go
to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online.
lowtcenter.com.
Low T Center,
reinventing men's healthcare.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The TBI reports that on November 7th, agents received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children regarding child sexual abuse material that had recently been produced. Investigators determined a 16-year-old boy in Humboldt had recorded video of a younger sibling performing a sex act. The TBI charged the boy with one count of incest, one count of rape of a child, one count of especially aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor, one count of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor, and one count of sexual exploitation of a minor. That 75-year-old Lawrence County woman reported missing over the weekend has been found dead. The TBI issued a silver alert for Alice Estes on Sunday, saying she was last seen in the North Brace Road area in Summertown. TBI said Estes was found dead in a rural part of Lawrence County. City officials in Franklin are working on a safety action plan to identify projects and policies that would make walking, hiking, and driving around town safer. The effort is funded by a federal Safe Streets and Roads for All grant. It's an initiative several other cities in Middle Tennessee are also working on as the region's population continues to grow. Data from the city of Franklin showed that in 2023, there were 16 crashes within the city limits, up from 7 crashes the year prior. Last year's data still shows a decline from 2019 to 2020, which each peaked at 19 crashes. With the current state of grocery prices growing even higher, there's a push to eliminate Tennessee's grocery tax. During the last legislative session, Representative Afton Bain and Senator Charlaine Oliver introduced a bill to end grocery tax in Tennessee, and they hope to get it across the finish line next year. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We're going to gather them up.
Round them up.
Yeah, yeehaw.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
After that opening, it's kind of hard to believe that we've been on for 6 years. Wow.
The longest 6 years of my life.
We didn't do the real fact, but if you'll play the music, I have a real fact that's themed right here to this show.
A Wake Up Crew real fact exclusive?
It's actually a trivia question.
Oh.
Okay. How many episodes of this show has Brian Barrett produced? Be careful here.
1,531.
That's correct. Dalton did a brief period.
I thought he did like 3 days or something.
No. You never made it.
I think
that
it
long.
Was 2 days.
Yeah. You didn't make it that long.
What about those when you said, what do you want to do about the show? And I was laying in the bed dying of COVID and John was in the hospital.
Well, okay,
and
so there are some of those.
At home.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's not counting, but
we're talking in the studio.
Produced in
Have
studio.
I been at the console? I did do a lot in like Christmas. I did some of the Christmas best of shows.
You used
that we
to be
did.
Very active in the production.
And now he went off and got a job, and now who has to do it?
Well, he doesn't do anything
I
on the show.
I have a mortgage. I tried to produce and be over there. And
that was the most stressful moment of my career in radio broadcasting.
And honestly, I did an okay job.
You did. You did fine. You were doing fine until you were shut down. Yeah. Because somebody couldn't like where he was sitting. He didn't like it there.
No, you all didn't like where I was sitting.
Well, yeah, that too.
Well, you were in a bad mood.
I wasn't in a bad mood. I was in a great mood.
He'd lost.
I remember so vividly. You kept just rolling your eyes at me. Every time I'd like miss something, I'd miss a mic by half a second. You just like it was like the worst thing on earth.
That's true. That's true. It was like that, Brian.
So you guys always talk about me as a producer, and you're much more positive. You've always been kind,
mm-hmm.
but you're much more positive about it now. You know, every now and then he'll send me a text like, I was glad we had you back for the coach's show, you know, because I don't have to worry when you're here, blah, blah, blah. Back in the day.
Who, he said that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's only nice to me over text or handwritten notes.
Yeah, he can't say it to your face. He can't compliment people to your face.
But back when I was producing, and that was my main job, things were not as good. Anytime I messed up, things were bad.
Don't you feel a little bad about this?
But what happened was, when I stepped away from producing, you realized that maybe the options aren't as quite as good as me. So, you know.
Well, here is a throwback to when I was actually over there.
Are we still on? Dalton's producing this show. Are we still on? Hello, anybody out there?
I had to get up off of my recliner here.
Yeah,
just kick back.
He's trying to say we don't do anything.
Very relaxed.
The producer.
Well, we got the little timer. We find stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we have to look up things. We have to research.
I'm not doing any of that.
He's gone rogue. I'm telling you.
Oh.
Who put him over here? He even hates this side of the studio.
See?
You know, that 5 minutes he does once every 4 months just isn't getting it done.
Well,
he's kind of scaring me over here, to be honest with you. I'm afraid he's going to hit me.
The fact that we actually have
stools from Guantanamo Bay in here that they
forgot about the
used
stools.
To torture terrorists with.
So see, I was very happy to be over there. You all didn't like it.
That when we started doing this show, we had those old little, they were rusty, they were metal stools,
they
squeaked when they turned.
They did do that.
And that was part of the reason you hated it, because there was the nice comfy captain's chair, and then you had to come sit on that stool and you'd get poked in the butt with metal.
2 hours is a long time to sit in these chairs.
Miserable.
It's time for Today in History.
1940, Fantasia, the animated film by Walt Disney starring Leopold Stokowski and Deems Taylor, is released.
It says it's playing.
Okay.
But it's really quiet.
Oh, there it is.
It was off. Had I done that, he would have yelled at me and rolled his eyes.
1952, false fingernails are first sold. In 1979, Ronald Reagan announces his candidacy for U.S. president in New York City.
The single greatest win in U.S. history, right? Something like that?
One of them. It's a top five.
In 1995, GoldenEye, I think he won every state.
I think so, except for one.
Well, Georgia.
Yeah.
1995, GoldenEye, the 17th James Bond film starring Pierce Brosnan.
GoldenEye, I found his weakness. GoldenEye, he'll do what I please.
Judi Dench played M for the first time.
Yes, she was great.
In 1999, Toy Story 2, directed by John Lasseter, starring Tom Hanks and Tim Allen, premieres in the U.S.
You've got a friend in me.
I think that's what we ought to do. Is think about that, guys. You've got a friend in me. Let's all hold hands now.
I'll have, when we come back from a break, the Electoral College map for Reagan's election.
All right, 6:33.
You got a friend in me.
This is CBS Rewind. November 13th, 1934.
Think of what you're losing by constantly refusing to dance with me.
Legendary actress and dancer Ginger Rogers.
And yet you stand there and shake your foolish head, romantic.
Married actor Lou Ayres.
You think I don't know what it means being lonely like you are?
This date in 1976.
Stay away from my window.
Rod Stewart at the top of the singles chart with Tonight's the Night.
Tonight.
And November 13th, 2016.
I'm up on a tight wire.
Leon Russell.
One side's ice and one is fire.
Died at 74.
It's a circus game.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. South-southeast winds become breezy, increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely, storms still possible. It remains breezy. Lows drop to 52. And then a few showers stay possible early on Thursday. Sunshine for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 60s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 47.
Good morning. It's trying to crank up already. Certain sections of I-65 coming down through Millersville, through Sumner County, as it also picks up out here in the Mount Juliet area on I-40, leaving Wilson County as you head on into Hermitage, passing Donaldson Pike there on I-40 at the airport. That's got a little bit busy coming off that ramp. Still looks good up through Brentwood, Franklin, 65 northbound. Princess Hot Chicken offering catering during the holiday season. Check them out online for that menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. If you live in the city limits of Murfreesboro, The city will pick up your falling leaves. All you do is rake them up and put them in a pile there at the street. That's strictly in the city of Murfreesboro, and it continues through January 31st. The Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group meets on the second Tuesday afternoon of each month at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Coffee and conversation about local history. That's every Saturday from 9 in the morning until noon over at the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. That's at 717 North Academy Street. Handel's Messiah is this Sunday at 3 o'clock at MTSU's Wright Music Building. 3 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $25 each and available at the door or in advance at the Tucker Theater box office. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
McCabe Vision Center.
I can see things that I couldn't see clearly before. I love it.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
And we should tell people that you opted to get the full range vision lenses so that you could have vision near, far, and in between without glasses. Tell us how your vision is now that you've had the cataract surgery.
I mean, I was so happy I actually had tears.
McCabe Vision Center.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew, and don't forget we've got, let's see, Man on the Street Newsmakers. That's right, coming up. And we also have our dad joke, and 6 years of dad jokes.
Yep.
This is the only thing that's really, I think, for the very first day.
Today in history joke. And celebrity birthdays we had on the very
yeah,
first.
Yeah, and then dad joke.
Yep.
And it's still, in spite of who's doing the jokes, still one of the number one listened to program part of our program.
Or at least number one talked about.
Yes. And it's only for about a minute and a half, but people just rave about it.
And there's much sympathy for me by, you know, in the crowds out there.
Not that much.
And in honor of it being 6 years, we're going to bring back one of our old rating systems.
Oh.
We're going to do thumbs up, thumbs down.
Great. Whatever. Ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
This puts pressure on him right here.
Uh-huh. Stick that thumb. Okay.
And I close my eyes, so I can't see what you're...
Hey, if you run into anybody that fixes hinges, will you send them my way?
Really?
Yeah. Tell them my door's literally always open.
I went thumbs up.
CBS News Brief. Military analysts aren't impressed with President-elect Donald Trump's choice for defense secretary. He's tapped Fox News host and military vet Pete Hegseth. CBS's Jeff McCausland.
I think decisions like this will encourage many senior people who have served very admirably
as civilians in the Pentagon, frankly, to consider early retirement, which happened in some cases during the first term.
Mr. Trump heads to the White House today to meet with President Biden. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
He believes in the norms. He believes in our institution. He believes in a peaceful transfer of power.
The president-elect will also visit Capitol Hill. At least two people were killed, several hurt, in an explosion at an old food coloring plant in Louisville, Kentucky. This man's home was damaged.
I saw the building. It's unrecognizable. You can see like superstructure and stuff exposed.
The cause is under investigation. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. City officials in Franklin are working on a safety action plan to identify projects and policies that would make walking, hiking, and driving around town safer. The effort is funded by a federal Safe Streets and Roads for All grant. It's an initiative several other cities in Middle Tennessee are also working on as the region's population continues to grow. Data from the city of Franklin showed that in 2023, there were 16 crashes within the city limits, up from 7 crashes the year prior. Last year's data still shows a decline from 2019 to 2020, which each peaked at 19 crashes. The TBI reports that on November 7th, agents received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children regarding child sexual abuse material that had recently been produced. Investigators determined a 16-year-old boy in Humboldt had recorded video of a younger sibling performing a sex act. The TBI charged the boy with one count of incest, one count of rape of a child, one count of especially aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor, one count of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor, and one count of sexual exploitation of a minor. That 75-year-old Lawrence County woman reported missing over the weekend has been found dead. The TBI issued a silver alert for Alice Estes on Sunday, saying she was last seen in the North Brace Road area in Summertown. TBI said Estes was found dead in a rural part of Lawrence County. With the current state of grocery prices growing even higher, there's a push to eliminate Tennessee's grocery tax. During the last legislative session, Representative Afton Bain and Senator Charlene Oliver introduced a bill to end the grocery tax in Tennessee, and they hope to get it across the finish line next year. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Whether you're a student, alumni, or just a fan, Raider Tees has exactly what you need to help you cheer on the Blue Raiders on game days and every moment in between. We sell officially licensed Blue Raider gear, whether it's clothing, hats, flags, chairs, or just whatever. We have it all, including exclusive gear you won't find anywhere else. Like us on Facebook for updates on new Blue Raider gear and special prices or discounts. For all your Blue Raider gear, shop Raider Tees today. Bigger, better, and go Blue!
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the Good Neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Adam's Place is tailored to you.
Well, I'm on a salt-free diet, so they're very good, Dale.
And exercise?
Well, I do a lot of walking. I have a bed bag.
Peggy Cunningham invites you to
just come on and live with us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
Keep it real, man.
Keep it unified.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it unified. Yeah, man. Keep it real.
What has happened to the show?
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Oh, that's what I call real entertainment right there.
You know, we used to say that all the time. We used to say, what's happened? What's going on? But really looking back, it's always been this bad.
Yeah. We just gave up. I mean, it is what it is.
We gave up day one.
A lot of this show, though, has been therapeutic for me because, you know, you can vent. Mm. You know, if Brian does something to make us mad, we just tell him right there on the air.
Yeah, there's definitely a vent in this studio. It's been cold since day one.
It's coming right at me, bro.
And you even have wandering thoughts sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I have wandering thoughts, yeah, sometimes.
We did our – a lot of people probably don't know this. This is trivia as well. We did our first maybe week or 2 weeks of shows from Studio B.
That's true.
So
– we did.
For some reason.
We've done it in our new office one time.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So.
We also have currently, at this very moment, a first.
There's two ladybugs.
A ladybug invasion.
Oh, yeah.
They're flying around.
There's two of them. There's one on the ceiling, and it hasn't moved all morning, and I think it was there Monday. And then there's another one in the light.
This is the only show that people actually listen to us talking about ladybugs in the office.
It's true.
I don't know.
I talk about ladybug all the time.
Well, that's your little precious little darling, but you know.
That's the dog that you care for more than you care for
your
kids.
My precious little darling.
I have listeners that come up to me and ask me how Chipper's doing.
Ah.
I mean, he's more popular than Brian.
No listeners ever talk to me, so.
Well, you're not around our age demographic.
That's true.
You know,
people my age aren't listening to the show.
Well, they should be. You get all the genders. I mean, all the not all the genders. What is it? Demographics.
Or... I'm not helping you get out of this at all. just go ahead and die right there.
Not all the age demographics. Now we need to get somebody who's like 18 and fill the gap.
Yeah, because you're no longer in that.
I'm not young anymore. I'm old.
I mean, they look at him like, well, he's our sponsor. What is your job?
Sponsor?
What is your job?
Pastor?
Pastor, yeah. He's our youth pastor. You know?
Do they all snarl their nose at him?
He's kind of an old geezer now.
I'm old. Once you get married, it also adds like 10 years to your age.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
So I'm actually 35.
Man, your hole is dug about as deep as you can get it. I don't see any way coming out of this, really.
That's all right. That's what 26 years get you. What are you going to do?
But you know what? It's worth every minute that you spend with your lovely, lovely wives.
I thought you were going to say father, like talking about this show.
No. But I don't think that's helped y'all's relationship at all. You know, this show.
No.
I don't know what that means.
Do we not have a soundbite for this?
Yeah. Portion? Yeah, you want one? We even do impressions on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Today, Monday, the 15th, is Cow Appreciation Day.
Cow? You know, I got to tell everybody a story here. We asked for technical, you know, cow, you know, in honor of this day, noises. You know, like, you know, look up somewhere and find it.
People may think that that is... That's such a good
that's
cow
noise.
That's
what we got. I have to admit, that's pretty good. I'm kind of pleased with that. Do it one more time for us, will you? That I think you were better then
I'm
than
sure
you are now.
Yeah, it's gone downhill since.
Cows don't go moo. No. People think they go moo, but they don't go moo.
How do they go?
It's so funny because his eyes just get bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a little scary.
And the funny thing is he just kept doing it. The more we asked, the more he did.
Oh. He still does it to this day. We hear that one a lot.
That's a good throwback. That was a good one. Just how many times did you do it? Probably 8 in that segment?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's lore. Like, that's Wake Up Crew lore.
Yeah.
You may have come along since then as a listener to the show and heard him do the cow. That's where it started.
Where's the cow?
I think the best one is the one we caught him with, what was it we were doing today in history or something, and he made a comment, and we got tickled at him because of what he said. I can't remember what it was, but that's a classic, too. He's got it somewhere because he's played it on a replay for the promos.
Oh.
So... Anyway, all right, let's do some birthday lists. We're going to run out of time if we don't.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
We say happy birthday to Robert Louis Stevenson. He was born in 1850. He wrote Treasure Island. In 1911, Buck O'Neill, American baseball player of the Kansas City Monarchs, he was the first African-American coach in Major League Baseball. In 1955, Whoopi Goldberg, American actress, comedian, and singer. She was in The Color Purple.
Not to be confused with a Whoopi cushion.
No. Not close at all.
Hoot noises.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thanks for the clarification.
1965, Jimmy Kimmel, American TV host and producer, born in Brooklyn, New York. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here are some local birthdays for you. James Hale. Steve Cates has a birthday, Russ Lee, Tammy Sterling, Eddie Taylor, Susan Jennings, and Jill Frost.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday, go ahead and get them in, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website, and we're giving away some banana pudding. It's going to be great.
It sure is. Give us a shout, 615-893-1450.
Well, you guys are not going to believe this, but today, November 13th, is Wake Up Crew Appreciation Day.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that.
It's
Isn't
about
that crazy?
Time.
Couldn't find anything else, could you? 6:55 here on the crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. South-southeast winds become breezy, increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely. Storms still possible. It remains breezy. Lows drop to 52. And then a few showers stay possible early on Thursday. Sunshine for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 60s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 47.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Good morning. Already a little bit busy over here on 40 westbound coming past Fessler's as it tries to crank up now with more volume in from Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area on I-40 westbound. Headed on into Hermitage coming up through Dixon County right now. In pretty good shape so far. 40 east to Kingston Springs. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, make sure you call independent roofing specialists. Why? Because they're the best. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Kick off the holiday season downtown Murfreesboro at the annual Christmas tree lighting powered by MTE. It's Friday, December 6th, 5 to 8. Enjoy caroling, a visit with Santa, and watch the tree light up. Downtown Murfreesboro, December 6th.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census. Listing everyone in your household helps the city qualify for more funding to improve roads, parks, and services. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
All we need is your address and the first and last names of everyone living at your home. That's it. Take part in our 2025 special census.
Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Hi there. Well,
plenty of it in this room.
All we have to do is grab Brian's legs and go flying. He's full of hot air. Okay.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we want to say congratulations to 8-year-old Willis G. Noble. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day for helping his classmates at Northfield all the time. On Halloween, when he came up to an empty bowl, he'd reach into his bag and put candy in it for him. Willis G. Noble is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
You can nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450. That same phone number can get birthdays or anniversaries to us. Once again, 615-893-1450. Even easier, though, head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there so we can give away some banana pudding from our great friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Up next on WGNS, it's a check of news brought to you by the Low T Center and the Murfreesboro Census.
Participating in Murfreesboro's special census could help bring more funding to our city. It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And stay tuned now for the news starting at 7 o'clock right here on News Radio WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Controversial Pentagon choice.
Somebody with a pretty thin resume in national security affairs.
Picking a Senate leader.
This will be a closed-door, three-way race.
Deadly Kentucky blast.
Just heard a huge explosion. The whole house shook.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President-elect Trump is back in Washington today to meet with key Republicans on Capitol Hill and President Biden at the White House. Trump has picked a TV host and former military man to be defense secretary and a pair of billionaires to root out government waste.
Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Elon Musk poured $100 million into helping President-elect Trump win.
We're going to get the government off your back and out of your pocketbook.
Musk, who currently leads companies with lucrative government contracts, will head the newly formed Department of Government Efficiency alongside Vivek Ramaswamy, a businessman who broke through during the Republican primary.
It is going to take a leader from the outside with fresh legs.
Trump said the goal of DOGE is to dismantle government bureaucracy, slash excess regulations, cut wasteful expenditures, and restructure federal agencies. Trump also announced his pick of Pete Hegseth to serve as defense secretary. The Fox News host and Army veteran has long blasted diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in the military.
If this thing goes helplessly woke, we're in serious trouble because our enemies are chomping at the bit.
And he has spoken out about women serving in combat.
We should not have women in combat roles. It hasn't made us more effective, hasn't made us more lethal, has made fighting more complicated.
The choice of Hegseth came on the heels of a Wall Street Journal report that Trump's team is considering an executive order to establish a warrior board of retired military personnel who would recommend removing 3- and 4-star generals they deem unfit for leadership. Trump also announced he has chosen John Ratcliffe to be the director of the CIA. Ratcliffe was the director of national intelligence in the last Trump administration.
My fidelity and loyalty will always be with the Constitution.
Loyalty to Trump continues to pay off. For former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, a longtime Trump backer named the choice to be his ambassador to Israel. And Stephen Witkoff, Trump's golfing buddy turned pick for Middle East envoy. Huckabee, an evangelical Christian, is a strong defender of Israel and supporter of settler communities in the West Bank.
It's time for a complete reset of our internal and international relationships.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, says the Hegseth pick is likely to spark a wave of Pentagon departures.
I think decisions like this will encourage many senior people who have served very admirably as civilians in the Pentagon, frankly, to consider early retirement, which happened in some cases during the first term.
Trump's D.C. visit comes as Senate Republicans are poised to choose a new leader, someone who could have a major impact on the Trump agenda. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The voting happens here at the Capitol behind closed doors and by secret ballot, so there'll be no readout of who voted for whom. The three candidates to succeed Mitch McConnell and be the next Senate Republican leader are John Thune, the longtime senator from South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, and Rick Scott of Florida, who just last week won a second term here in the U.S. Senate.
The State Department says the U.S. will not cut military aid to Israel, even though it failed to meet a deadline to increase assistance to Gaza. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Inside Gaza, community kitchens feed hundreds of thousands of people, one portion per mealtime per family. But aid organizations say there is barely enough, even in the safe zones where distribution is organized. In the north of the Gaza Strip, there's still active fighting. There, thousands of civilians can't or won't leave, and the barest trickle of aid has been reaching them.
In Brussels, Secretary of State Blinken said today the Biden administration is committed in its final weeks to help Ukraine in its fight with Russia, vowing to send as much aid as possible.
We're making sure that Ukraine has the air defenses it needs, the artillery it needs, that has the armored vehicles.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, "I love"? No, really. When was the last time you said, "I love my pillow"? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right. As soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, "I love my pillow." Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck. Or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE. That's promo code LOVE at ilovemypillow.com.
There's been new federal action after three U.S. airlines stopped flights to Haiti because of gunfire. CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
The FAA has issued an order to U.S. airlines to avoid Haiti for the next 30 days. Basically, U.S. aircraft are not allowed below 10,000 feet in or around Haiti.
Jets from American Airlines, Spirit, and JetBlue were hit by gunfire blamed on gangs. A food coloring company in Louisville, Kentucky, says two of its workers died. About a dozen others were injured after a powerful explosion. Emergency official Jody Myman says there was concern for people who live nearby.
The reason that the residents were evacuated very close is because they actually couldn't do a shelter in place because many of their windows were blown out. So the highest amount of precaution was taken.
The cause of that blast is not known. A former Massachusetts Air National Guardsman has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for leaking highly classified U.S. military documents, some of them related to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Jack DeShera made the deliberate choice, day after day, week after week, for over a year, to share the nation's secrets that were entrusted to him and make them available to all comers.
Acting U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy. The genetic testing company 23andMe is cutting 40% of its workforce as it faces stiff financial headwinds, losing 98% of its value. Since it's not a healthcare company, DNA data that's been gathered is not protected by privacy laws. UC Davis law professor Lisa Ikimoto says customers should be concerned about where that information could end up.
It's like any other form of digital data right now. It's vulnerable. You might be denied a promotion if your employer knew that you had some sort of risk factor and they might not feel that you're worth the investment.
23andMe says there are strong privacy protections in place and the data would not be sold or shared without consent. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024. It's actor and filmmaker John Krasinski, who got the news on the CBS Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I'm pretty sure this is still a bit. I thought it was a prank when they told me, and now I'm sure of it.
He says he plans to keep wife Emily Blunt to a promise to use the magazine cover as wallpaper at home. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew for News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and as we celebrate our 39th year in business, we still are serving delicious food at a great price, and yes, the famous $6.99 lunch special.
It's the American way.
Please come get one today.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. So swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. South-southeast winds become breezy, increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely. Storms still possible. It remains breezy. Lows drop to 52. And then a few showers stay possible early on Thursday. Sunshine for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 60s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. I'm looking at an accident over here. This may be a school bus involved on Briley Parkway southbound and Centennial Boulevard. It's got traffic really slow southbound Briley Parkway, again, right at Centennial Boulevard on the scene of this accident here. Looks like it just happened. Starting to build pretty good now. I-40 coming in from Wilson County. 24 is loading up westbound out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through Antioch. Prince's Hot Chicken offering catering for the holiday season. Check out that menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When severe weather strikes, we break in.
A tornado watch is in effect for Rutherford County.
The most up-to-date weather information.
We'll be here with you on radio and with Rutherford Weather Video Channel.
Rutherford Weather Updates on WGNS. And watch on YouTube and Facebook with Rutherford Weather.
You know, sometimes I wonder why I even come in the mornings for this show. I keep wondering that myself. Why am I here?
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Summer's really here, isn't it? Weather-wise, I mean, it's hot, been hot.
Kind of like this show. Hot.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of uncomfortable, makes people sweaty.
That is really like this show.
Bring back the bell. Good morning. Welcome into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew.
Not the bell. No. Oh, no, not the bell.
He was fascinated by that.
Oh, it was all the time. You just ding.
That and the chicken.
The chicken.
He brought the chicken back last week while you were gone. Did you hear that?
I don't listen to the show when I'm not here. You know what I have noticed?
He's got a song now. He has a new song out. So he's going into the entertainment business.
Yeah, he's really big. He's
Did
hot.
You know I found a Santa chicken?
I've seen lots of them. They've made kind of a comeback.
He's all red.
One thing I've noticed about listening to these old clips from the show, our timing has gotten much better. There were lots of just real long pauses and silence. It was real awkward.
Well, we were a little nervous to make fun of Brian, but now we don't care.
No.
Aw, Russell came back. Welcome back, Russell.
There's like four chickens there.
That is
Russell's family has grown.
to be honest, that's an era in this show that I really wish we never had even gone into.
You know, jumping the shark?
Yeah.
Like, that was our jumping the shark moment.
Yeah.
Because it started, there was a Beatles song that I edited, and it was the Good Morning, Good Morning. It's an open, and it had that rooster crow at the beginning, and then it got added to every open, that one chicken, and we named it. And we were like, oh, it's get it, it's Russell Crowe, the chicken. He's on the show.
I mean, that is a time that we probably should have hung it up.
And then, if we bought a rubber chicken and he'd squeeze it live on the air.
And we brought a girl.
Yes, chicken. There were two.
She now resides at my home.
And he's still dreaming about it. Oh, Lord.
She does. She's at my home, and it's Skeeter's girlfriend now. Oh. She broke up with Russell and Lizzie Lohan.
They're going to arrest your dog for abuse.
Yeah. She does. He does violently shake her.
I think, speaking of that, it's the cutest thing when Chipper, I'll say, time for bed, and his little doggy or whatever, his little animal thing he's got, he'll stop. And run and get it and take it with him to bed. I think that's
my dog is not
thing.
Allowed to have toys in bed.
Why?
Because he'll squeak them all night.
Oh, well, we don't have squeakers.
Yeah. We do have plenty. Every toy has a squeaker in it.
Mine takes the squeaker out. Chipper takes the squeaker out. That's his goal. He's going to take that squeaker out. And then
that's what Rosie does to all of them.
Well, once Huey's toys quit squeaking, he doesn't really play with them anymore.
Yeah.
So... we call his crate his house. That's Huey's house.
Yeah.
Which it's I'm building a frame around it, but it has moved. The dog cage is now my side table on the bed. It's my nightstand. Because I don't use the drawers on the nightstand. So it has moved. So now he sleeps on my side of the bed instead of Megan's side of the bed.
In his house.
Yes, he sleeps in his crate. He's only in his crate at night, but he sleeps in it.
Wouldn't you hate to be a burglar going into their house and sneaking into their bedroom and see that big monster sitting there?
Well,
and Huey.
No. He won't.
Put that down. Keep that. That's for anniversary number 10.
10 years. He won't go to bed if he's not in his crate. He hates sleeping outside of his crate. If I leave the door open, he'll jump up on the bed and just put his nose in my face and just stare at me like, what, are you an idiot? You didn't shut the door.
So he loves the crate.
Yes, he likes sleeping in his crate. He doesn't like sleeping out of it. Which is nice because
he's
big.
A hugger kind of dog, isn't he? I mean, he likes, you know, rubbing and all that.
Yeah. He does, but he likes to sleep in his crate. But so now, I deal with the noise, and it's he scratches. He's got a bed in his crate. He scratches and scratches and scratches and scratches. It'll
that's
go on for
be
10
a big,
minutes.
That's got to be a big nightstand.
It's a big crate, but so I'm building a wood frame that's going to sit over it, so it looks nicer.
Yeah.
And that'll let me put my lamp and all that kind of stuff on it. But
and then it'll be so dark inside for him, he's going to go crazy. This
well,
isn't my
frame. It's covered currently. It? We have a.
You might
want to
nail the lamp down.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, I know. It's there's a canvas type cover you can buy for dog crates, and that's on there already.
Oh, right? Gotcha.
So
they like you to cover them too. I mean, they don't like to see out at night. I put a towel over mine. And he doesn't want to know what's going on when he's trying to. He knows it's bedtime.
Right.
That's when he knows I'm going to go to sleep.
If he's outside of his crate at night, he barks at every little noise. And I mean, if the AC cuts on, he'll start growling.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When he's in his crate, he's out. He doesn't do any of that.
Now,
I wouldn't know the difference because mine are all three in the bed.
Well, that sounds like somebody's fault there. I mean, no
they do
offense.
Like to be covered as well because then they like to crawl under the cover. And then they move around at night, and when they want to come up for air and wake me up.
I'm surprised one of them hasn't got squished.
No?
No, because he sleeps on his
bag.
Oh,
yeah, he's got that machine.
Yeah,
let's
see.
You see, they make...
Yeah, I'm getting one.
One of the new ones?
I'm doing a sleep apnea thing coming up pretty soon.
So there's a new one that's not electronic, and it doesn't make any noise,
right.
And it just, you stick it up your nose.
Yes,
no mask,
it.
Nothing. It just
that's
goes up
I'm
your
getting.
Nose.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's the one I'm getting.
I think it's supposed to be corrective, like you use it for a while.
If I have sleep apnea.
You might not.
He does.
How would you know? But the noise from your... I'll never room with you again, bro. I'm telling you.
It's not
that's
loud.
That's something we didn't talk about in the things that have happened over the past 6 years. You guys have gone on a vacation together.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. We've taken girls...
Did you ever dream...
Well, that sounded bad. We've taken girls out there.
Yes, we did.
We took my daughter, my granddaughter and a couple of friends down there. And,
did you ever think... When you were his middle school prince or a teacher, one day you guys would share a room together
if
on
I'd,
a vacation
had,
to the beach.
If I had dreamt that, it would have been a nightmare. I mean, is what I was being.
Also,
having.
Probably a crime in that day.
But he's a really good rider. He's good. He's GPS, all that kind of stuff. He's
and he'll
good.
Talk to you while you're driving.
Yeah. And we don't ever even turn the radio on. I just listen to Brian go, you know, I did this and I did this.
Yep,
and,
yep. He's speaking Japanese.
But I do know one thing. Don't get him out from under the umbrella. No siree, Bob. You get that chair and he's there. You don't have to worry about him.
No, that's me.
We took your whole time, man.
No, that's all good. Sharing memories on our 6th anniversary of the Wake Up Crew. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Isaac Lohenkron.
In the NBA Tuesday night, Klay Thompson made his return to Golden State, but the Warriors would prevail over his Dallas Mavericks at a 120-117 thriller because Steph Curry closed the game personally, outscoring the Mavericks 12-3 over the final 3 minutes and 10 seconds to finish with 37 points. Thompson scored 22 with 6 three-pointers. The Detroit Pistons over the Miami Heat in overtime 123-121 with 1 second left in OT and the score tied. Miami coach Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with his team out of timeouts. That resulted in a technical foul and the game-winning free throw by the Pistons' Malik Beasley. College hoops saw number 19 Kentucky knock off 6th ranked Duke Tuesday night 77-72. And in the new college football playoff rankings released Tuesday night, Oregon remained number one, followed by Ohio State and Texas.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
This holiday season, let's make it magical with First Shot Foundation's Christmas for the Kids. Help bring Christmas joy to Rutherford County kids who need it most. Your support helps provide toys, warm clothing, and a reason to smile. Several local leaders have offered to match funds for the first $10,000 raised, so every dollar you give means $2 for local kids. You can be the reason a child's eyes light up with excitement this Christmas. Go to First Shot Foundation on Facebook to find out how to give. That's First Shot Foundation on Facebook.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me, Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security. The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:22. We're back here on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
One of the longest running game shows, Random Questions.
And stolen from Chip Walters.
Yes. Let's not forget that. I always give him kudos. Number one, question number one. Have you ever met a celebrity? Now, the problem is, what's the definition of a celebrity? But I think both of y'all have met somebody like that. Could be a speaker. It could be you in religious capacities. I'm sure you have.
Yeah, well, I mean, I now know David Nasser, who is kind of a celebrity type speaker.
Well, he's at your church too.
Yeah, he works there.
Yeah.
So
I met Drake Bell from Drake and Josh, but we won't go much further than that. And I introduced Al Gore and Uncle Dave Macon days when he was running for president.
I used to see Albert Gore in the halls of Walter Hill all the time. Run into him there.
Yeah, he was big with the Shrine or Freedom Shrine or whatever it was called.
Mr. Campbell was good friends with him of his.
I gotcha.
I can't think of a super celebrity right off the hand, but I'm thinking John Young.
Oh. Mm.
My idol, my hero, who's never been on this show.
You met Scott Shannon too.
Met Scott Shannon. And Gary
Beatty?
Gary Beatty, yeah. So you could have named all those guys too.
Well, I mean,
what's the girl?
Pals.
What's the girl that I like too? That is on WSM. Used to be on WSM. The blonde. Oh well. Anyway, going away. We've got random questions to do. Where's your favorite place to nap?
Oh, I love a couch nap. I don't nap in the bed. I love a couch nap.
No.
And I turn over and I wrap myself in a blanket. And I will, this sounds horrible, but this is what I do. I take where the back cushion meets the butt cushion, and I stick my face right in that little couch crack. And I just, right in there. And it gets dark, and I go deep enough where it covers my ears. I can't hear anything. It's like I'm in a cocoon. It's awesome.
Mine's a recliner.
So, I saw you shake your head violently back and forth when you said, I'm not... napper.
No, I don't go to bed to nap.
I am.
You're not supposed to.
I do everything that I normally do at night, get the sound going and all that. But I set an alarm. I always set an alarm.
Do the dogs get in there during your nap time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The first time I ever took a nap after me and Megan got married, she came in and she was like, your whole head was in the couch. She freaked her out. She's like, I walked in and your head was missing.
She thought you might not be able to breathe.
Yeah. But it's nice. If you never tried it, give it a try.
What's your favorite number? You know, everybody has a favorite number.
45.
Hmm. Favorite number. 12.
12? Mine's 5. That's after one. Bob Horner played for the Braves.
I was thinking about donuts and a dozen, and I thought 12.
Okay. No. Well,
no, that's good.
You do use it a lot.
You got a good reason. I like 45 because it feels even. It feels like a nice even number.
Even though it's an odd number.
Well, not like even like that, but it's like a 5. It's right, you know, it feels good.
These are easy questions today. Have you noticed?
Man, not bad.
What's your favorite month of the year?
Mine's July.
Aww.
Not because it's your birthday or anything. It's just
wishful thinking, wasn't it?
It's in the middle of summer. I love summer. My favorite time of the year.
I feel like April, May, that kind of April feels like a good month.
So
not
neither
a lot
one of
going
you,
on.
Neither one of you Christmas, December. No.
Well, that's busy. I'm trying to think of like when's a month that I don't have a lot going on, and April feels like a good one.
That's why it's summer for me.
I got you. If you could swim in any liquid, what would it be?
Jell-O. I would love to know what it feels like to swim through Jell-O.
Jelly.
Okay.
Or maybe a jam if there's no jelly available.
What's the last spontaneous thing you've ever done? You did, or what's the last time you've done something spontaneous?
I asked my wife out on a date. Almost 30 years.
27 years ago? 28 years ago?
See where that got you.
Yeah, I know. See? That's why I don't do anything spontaneous anymore.
I've been fishing, and that's kind of been a spontaneous thing. Yeah,
that's a good answer. One more. How often is your brain on autopilot? Mine's usually 6 to 8 in the mornings.
Driving. my brain switches to autopilot when I get behind the wheel of a
car.
Well,
that's scary, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I'm good at it, you know?
That happens to me, too.
Oh,
and it's scary because
you can't remember whether you stopped at that traffic light or not.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, it's like on the way home from work and, you know, talking on the phone, listening or whatever, and it's like, I'm home already? Well, how did I get here, you know?
It's scary.
It is. It's really scary.
That happens to everybody. All right. That's random questions.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
My son brought me out here. He checked it out and he really liked it.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
So I came out here. I really enjoy the people that live here. They are great. And also the help, because the help is wonderful.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
They are right there to help you anytime you want it.
We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As we gather around the table this Thanksgiving, MTE wants to thank you, its members, for being the heart of our community. From MTE's family to yours, here's wishing you a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. Our population has grown since 2020, and more people means more funding for our community. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
The more people that are counted, the more state shared revenue dollars Murfreesboro receives.
Help Murfreesboro get its fair share. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
1956, Bjorn Borg was born.
Bless you.
He's
I thought you sneezed.
I continually wonder why I'm working on this show.
We all do that, by the way. We all wonder. 7:30, still employed here on the Wake Up Crew.
News Radio,
on this Wednesday morning, John Young sending us into this segment here. John, got some birthdays to celebrate here, don't we?
Yeah, we do. James Hale, Steve Cates, Russ Lee, Tammy Sterling, Eddie Taylor, Susan Jennings, and Jill Frost.
And get some more into us, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/birthdays, so we can give away some Nanner Pudding from Slick Pig.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com. More people means more funding for our community. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And coming up, traffic and weather together, and then more of our 6th anniversary celebration on the Wake Up Crew this morning, 7:31 now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. South-southeast winds become breezy, increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely, storms still possible. It remains breezy. Lows drop to 52. And then a few showers stay possible early on Thursday. Sunshine for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 60s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 45.
Good morning. EMS still on the scene of this accident involving injuries. It looked like a small school bus to us. It's been blocked over here for a while southbound on Briley Parkway right at Centennial Boulevard and over here near John C. Toon Airport. Again, traffic's just been a mess over here in the Bordeaux area on Briley Parkway southbound at Centennial Boulevard. Try to avoid this area if you can. It's really starting to crank up now with volume 24 up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, anything going on with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist 991-2358. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Police in Murfreesboro arrested a man for bringing a gun on the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has charged a 16-year-old boy with several charges after discovering a disturbing video while executing a search warrant. TBI reports that on November 7th, agents received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children regarding child sexual abuse material that had been recently produced. Investigators determined a 16-year-old in Humboldt had recorded video of a younger sibling performing a sex act. The TBI charged the boy with one count of incest, one count of rape of a child, one count of especially aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor, one count of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor, and one count of sexual exploitation of a minor. Two Murfreesboro City School campuses Monday. Murfreesboro police said 22-year-old Austin Diller was arrested at his home on multiple felony warrants for possession of a firearm on school property. Authorities added neither students nor staff members were in any danger. Diller reportedly went to John Pitter Elementary School's campus just before 11:30 on Monday morning looking for information about enrolling a younger sibling. Diller then allegedly went to Irma Siegel Elementary School seeking the same information and was told that he could find enrollment information online. When Diller turned to leave the school, office staff saw that he'd been openly carrying a gun in a holster. The school resource officer, who had been in another part of the building, was called. Murfreesboro police on the lookout for a brazen burglar who cut a hole in the roof of the Lanes Trains and Automobile business, then rappelled down a rope to steal money from an ATM. Police say the burglary took place at the Butler Drive location Sunday just before 3 a.m. The break-in discovered by an employee the next morning. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing mental healthcare.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat ReStore,
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Cut some budget cost, you know, here at the station. Just trying to look out after Bart and Scott and, you know, make sure the budget is staying even.
You've listened to this show, right? There is no budget.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Yes, still waiting for that budget line. Wake Up Crew 735 back here. It's been 6 years that this show has been on the air here on the Big G. That's something else that was born in the time that we've been here. Big G TV.
Big G TV, the logo change. We brought back Big G as the, you know, nickname of the radio station.
Yeah.
We kind of single-handedly did that. I think you just mentioned Big G because I hadn't heard it before. Now it's part of our logo and on our website.
We discussed on this show, not really. We were here. We didn't do it on a show. The round table.
Uh-huh.
But it's
kind of how that idea was born.
In fact, we run this radio station, don't we? No, I'm kidding.
Wow. Wowee.
I thought you had some memories of going down to wrap it up on a really nice thing today.
I do. You know, we like to sing on the show occasionally.
Huh? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night.
You know, Dalton just passed out.
Are you okay? I thought some things were sacred. I figured Sinatra would be one of them.
You know, people are driving down the road going, what happened to Frank Sinatra's voice?
It sounds terrible.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that may be an all-time low. I didn't think we could stoop.
Well, I keep saying that. But
yeah. You say it every show.
All the time. Well, now we don't really have to say it anymore.
No.
Because we've been through Russell the Rooster.
Yeah, that was our shark.
That was our shark. We jumped it.
And John and Dalton have grown much closer here on the show, too.
I really expected to do it together. I was going to do the hump day part, and you were going to do the woohoo thing.
I thought we were.
No. Yeah.
Get it together. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, ready?
Do it again.
Hump day.
Woo-woo.
If you could see the face he makes when he does that. It's like Buck Teeth Bonzaroo over there. Wow. He's like. Look, show it. Do it. Show it to your dad.
I'm not doing it again. Yeah, not it. After that comment.
Buckwheat?
Bucktooth. He sticks his teeth way out when he does it.
He can't even talk.
I mean, it's amazing.
Oh.
Anyway.
Memories.
Yeah. Came a lot closer after that.
It's just you invented a new insult for me. That's never happened before.
We were riding you hard then, though, back in the days. You were younger.
Yeah, that was before I really pushed back.
Yeah.
And didn't fight back in those days.
You know, you often talk about how this is the pinnacle of your career.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was a setup.
I thought that
was the pinnacle of your career, doing the hump day, maybe.
Oh.
And maybe bucket list items or something.
You were talking about a bucket list. We were talking earlier. You know, I guess of the three of us, I'm the one that closest to maybe needs to go ahead and prepare that bucket list pretty soon.
Sorry, the bell just rang. I don't know why.
Doesn't know why.
Bells are ringing for joy of my passing. Wow.
We'll be really upset. No, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding.
We'll have to find
next. Get another host. Next. He's dead. Get another host. Okay, yeah. Come on in. Bring him on in.
No, it was in the affirmative that you may need to plan.
Oh,
we
yeah.
all need to plan.
Yeah, I need to plan.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I need to know what the bell signifies. I'm not really sure.
Nobody knows.
Did we ever figure out what the bell signifies?
No.
You all
no,
kind of talked about it.
That was just some kind of thing you did.
Did you ever make your bucket list?
I did not.
Oh, well.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Well, that's
I just want to sit on the couch with my dog.
I guess that's your bucket list.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's go out with one of our favorites here. 13 days left. Just 13 days of school left.
I wonder what's going to happen when he gets down to one. I mean, the big applause or something, or
there'll be multiple bells. Multiple Count Chocula's.
I think the camel will be laughing on that day too.
I don't know. I don't know about him. I'm getting worried about him.
You know what's going on? It's his midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And he's filling it. He's filling that void.
He's
with,
past that,
with
isn't
bells.
He? Aren't you past that?
Yeah, but he never had one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's here now. And it's been going on for 6 years. Memories here on our 6th year anniversary show. Wake up, crew.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
We chose Adams Place for the security.
We're talking with Peggy Cunningham. What do you enjoy most about Adams Place?
They lock the doors at 8 o'clock at night, and you have to have a code to get in, so I feel very safe when I go to sleep.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
There are people actually tuned into this show. Wow, that's okay. I feel better.
That always surprises me.
We're doing a public service.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
And a wrap-up of the Wake Up Crew 6-year anniversary this morning, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account management and energy consumption. Just download that MyMTE app in the App Store. You can improve your energy habits, check on your bill, pay it from there. All at the MyMTE app in the App Store. And we're saluting 8-year-old Willis Jean Noble, who happens probably to be one of the youngest good neighbors that we've had. And here's the reason: for helping classmates at Northfield all the time. And on Halloween, when he came up to an empty bowl, he reached into his bag and put candy back in the bowl. How about that?
That's sweet.
Willis Jean Noble today, our good neighbor of the day, from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Thanks to Willis Jean Noble for being such a good guy. And that is our good neighbor of the day here from the Wake Up Crew on WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, if you run into anybody that fixes hinges, will you send them my way?
Really?
Yeah, tell them my door is literally always open.
Replay.
Thumbs up.
You know, I like
that
thumbs
counts
up.
As a four.
I like thumbs up, thumbs down a lot.
Yeah, it's either good or it's bad.
It's good or it's bad.
But as with anything on this show, it got overcomplicated because then there was the sideways thumb, and then there was the quarter thumb, you know, and it's where the thumb was.
And your point?
And you had to do it when you weren't looking at each other, and you had to have a divider. And
well, yeah, because that was you. The not looking at each other was you, so that we weren't influencing each other's score. That was your complaint.
Like any of that ever worked.
You said that.
John peaked this morning.
I did. I had to. I wasn't listening. I wasn't listening to the joke. I had to look.
Well,
my brain was on autopilot.
I learned that on Random Questions.
Yeah, that's what we learned. We learned that we're much more cohesive as a group in terms of conversation. We used to have a lot of blank spots in the early days.
It seems the less we get along, the tighter our conversations
have gotten. The better this show is, the less we get along, really.
Yeah.
Because we almost got in an argument on Monday.
Is that why you say you hate me the time?
You know how you came across really smart aleck on Monday?
Oh, yeah.
I had to put him in his place a little bit.
And it was in response to your smart aleck remark?
No, I didn't have a smart. I was just doing my show like I normally do, and you tried to sabotage the 6 o'clock hour.
And I'm just an aleck.
Who sides with me?
But the sound effects have gotten a lot better.
Of course they have. Not only do we start.
Oh, let's run down all of our sound effects. Just hit them all.
We started with a rooster, and now, what do we have?
A rooster.
The remix. One, two,
three, four. No, I want you to, just before we get out, it's been 6 years, hit all of your little sound effects that you've got.
I can't do that. There are too many. There's crickets. There's the Dean scream. Car crashes. Running. Coffee. And all the ooze,
but
the scratch.
Now, the bell was an actual bell.
It was a real bell,
that's,
yes.
That's why you can never complicate that. And I don't know if it's still in there, so don't get
I
it
think
out.
It is.
Yeah, we got some laughs.
We even have you. We even have you. We can do you without you being here.
Yeah, I can do a Dalton laugh. I've got all kinds of...
I'm doing pretty good, John.
Yeah, doing pretty good.
And
Dalton screaming.